Hello. Pull the door over, Ash. We need an open mic. So, some poor bastard has to have the job of following Paul Muldoon. And it seems like it's down to Rory. O'Driscoll.
Roy.
Come on, that's good. Roy O'Driscoll.
Thanks, Paul. That was wonderful. I'm going to read a poem. Thanks for your attention, everybody, and again, thank you, Paul. That was very special. It's been a long time since I've been inspired.
Thank you very much.
Right, this is called Snow in the vicinity by the window facing west. Pungent air, a visible apex, puts me to the test. Numerous mumbled echoes like flatulent pilgrims in a house of prayer. The barbs surround, misshapen, undulating, everywhere. Our friend the Hooded Crow nods thrice from his seat on top of a distant elm. My hand, a tool of my trade, stands pocketed, hiding in the song spiraling from my helm. Numerous garbled words scattered on the surface, like turbulent journeys ending nowhere. Insidious double-edged swords slicing through the firmament, like opulent ladies combing their hair. These buxom breeding creatures see light at the end of their tunnels. Their underlying features forever blowing bubbles. Father Time, Brother Slime, or Friend the Hooded Crow, all in flight with potent might, subdue what lies below. The breeders are not breathing now, so not a thing will grow. As they make amends, their cycle ends with bloodstains in the snow.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll have Matthew Moynihan, please.
Thanks, Billy. Thanks, Paul. It's just a real honour to be here to listen to your poetry this evening.
Thank you very much.
St. Patrick's Bridge. His eyes flash like a camera, wading through rippled blood for immersion's navy deep and weighted. Trickled tears fill the bottle from which he gawks, from which he's trapped, from which he swims to grip the edges. Digits slip as he wails furiously, fury that burns for greener grass as if a boiling, empty carnival. Strife-born and fruitless, there he floats, warped like a gaping cage. Some glass is not for smashing. Spiders salivate on a meal of nerves, knelling for the ears of phantom ideation. He takes a sip, lets the droplets catalyze his shame, then ponders the sail of air, then smash 20 feet into the black. The trembles rise as he sinks into a world of warming scotch. He can hear the bells ringing now, galling him. Put your message in that bottle, then dive into the nothingness, for ignorance is bliss and death has no name. The answer crawling now as he climbs upon the ledge, every sense heightened in the ultimate, his mind azure as he screams into the icy depths of the River Lee, the harbour blue and waiting, blue as he'll be found.
And moving right on, we're going to have a neighbour of ours from over the county bounds, Sheila Fitzpatrick O'Donnell, please.
Thanks, Paul. I really enjoyed your reading. I've been putting up with a bit of nonsense for the last few years, I suppose. They say that I am away with the fairies, so haven't I the lucky one, content here with them in my own skin? Indigo child, for me. Okay, I ran away today, barefooted, I ran all the way back. Along the raw stretch of the road, I ran and I ran away from this prison of humanity. Black pebbled karma cutting deep into the soles of my feet. I took a turn at the crossroads, crossed the humpback bridge, where ploughed fields of memory beckoned to me. I ran through them without hesitation and past stone-walled fields of grazing cows. I met with the hungry grass, my bare feet bleeding on its lime green aura. I traced my bloodline and caught a glimpse of forgotten people in the mirror of a wishing well. My blood warmed to the fauna of an ancient Gaelic and cleansed by the beam of a blue moon. I am welcomed back to my birthplace here in this ring of solitude. I dismantle my fears, recruit my identity. I am an indigo child bonding with Mother Earth. Aware of her heartbeat, I flex my muscles and climb into her lap under the white barn. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And from Limerick to Tipperary, Dean Brown, please.
Repeat the other sentiments. Thanks very much, Paul. It was truly great to hear you read. This is actually probably two reasons have the title, but I like the lazy Dylan Thomas approach of typing a poem after the first line, so I'll just call it Keep It Up, maybe. Keep it up. Just keep talking yourself blue in the gob, he said. Hooking an empty goat skull from the grass, jawbone cracked up on the knob of the black thorn and slinging it to one side. Catch. More skulls as we make for the peak beyond the winterborn's glittering seam, the Jenga stack of a cairn under the steep ridge where some must have fallen horns first to their deaths. Poor Pukas. He unpacks a sandwich and mumbles a verse or two from On Puck Er Willa. Below us, the farms, the cows are haycocks, those few birch saplings burlapped in coarse foam cloth against scorching frost. We take all this into our lungs. He leans on the black form that's more and more a pig leg like the one Captain Ahab wore. Hunting whale. Now he stumbles, now he limps and lags back down to the bungalow. Now goats eye him from the moors.
Very good. Hi there. We'll have Joe Horgan, please. Please come, is it? Moving right on, we'll have Mikael Pepper, please.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a while. I have a poem for you by Wisława Szymborska. It's called Nothing Twice. Translated by Claire Kavanagh and Stanisław Barańczak. Nothing can ever happen twice. In consequence, the sorry fact is that we arrive here improvised and live without a chance to practice. Even if there is no one dumber, if you're the planet's biggest dunce, you can't repeat the class in summer. This course is only offered once. No day copies yesterday. No night will teach what pleases in precisely the same way, with precisely the same kisses. One day, perhaps some idle tongue mentions your name by accident. I feel as if a rose well were flung into the room, all hue and scent. Next day, though you're here with me, I can't help looking at the clock. A rose? A rose? What could that be? Is it a flower or a rock? Why do we treat the fleeting day with so much needless fear and sorrow? It's in its nature not to stay. Today is always gone tomorrow. With smiles and kisses we prefer to seek accord beneath our star. Although we're different, we concur, just as two drops of water are.
Proves there's no such beat. Every beat is different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 1916 and all that, and I'm thinking, when I was writing this, I was thinking of how do ordinary people turn into fighters? How do ordinary people in this country go and fight imperial power? And also, I'm thinking of other countries at the moment, and like Syria and all that. And this is called Our Land. Why else would we fight? It wasn't just owning the land, you know. It was the injustice, jokes at our expense. We had seen famine, witnessed immigration, downtrodden by mean-spirited landlords, always second-class citizens in our own country. Our future was not yours. Our passion, desire, dream, not yours. I'm glad I did it. Sacrificed my life for this land, freedom, no regrets. Why else would we fight? Took our chances when you were weak. You can twist the history, we shall speak. Will you listen to the meek? Thanks.
Next up we have Philip Clapp.
Hello, this is a mix of different mythologies. I like using mythology and folklore for symbolism. And it's a mixture of Irish mythology, Native American, a bit of Aborigine, and I'm sure Greek mythology is there as well, so enjoy. Memory hair. Among my head grows memory hair, and when I step, grow fungi. So I walk in a circle, then bud out, crisp, white, and spongy. Slowly while the age and grow, they become stone. A stone circle more profound and amplified, in mystic and power, because they shadow the echoes of the moon's song line. In my own training track, I backtracked a spot, retracing the old stone mushrooms road I laid long ago, when I was younger with a rainbow coat, and my antlers branched out, smothered in amber leaves. Because I've aged and become bold, I've lost my memory hair, losing it in my travels. I ghost in younger orange remains, useless and lost. And what's fearful is, I feel it falling more. I feel like I'm a reaper, walking among guires, turf, breast, bosom. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Charles Stark, please.
Nice to see a crowd. The revised version of the poem I read before, Port of a Series about Merrion Square, Dublin. There is an epigraph, I think the word is. Now nearest to Caligon is in flames, Yam proxime harder to Caligon. Merrion Square meant dingy waiting rooms, and at number 49, an examination for the travelling studentship of the NUI, where I was in sporting parlance down the peak. I could not expect to show my face in my own college. Later, a building was on fire. The glass of the window smashed, the firebombs thrown, and the immense crowd ardent. The British Embassy was in flames, and an Irishman, one of many, went to work next morning, abashed. In recent years, a friend launched a book in a magnificent room on a piano nobile, mildly proportioned, and I sat in the front row thinking that Ireland had changed.
Go back. Go back. Go back. Thanks, Charles. Next up we have Owen Crowley, please.
Lovely is the green field. Lovely are the purple heathered hills. Lovely is the lea, the parkin.
Margaret Eugene. Next up, we'll have Mira Connell, please.
Thanks, Billy. Paul, I crave your indulgence. You inspired me to who writes a poem which is after Symposium by Paul Quinn. It's called Proverbial Dog's Dinner. Proverbs contain wisdom, but those I've picked are jumbled back to front and clearly nicked. While you're recovering from the credit crunch, you cannot have your cake as a free lunch. For Dad, who finds the toy his baby hurled, home is where the cradle rules the world. His wife may whisper, if he gets too wild, don't throw the baby out and spoil the child. She knows, as more financial troubles loom, the pen is mightier than a new broom, and tells her spouse, who is banking on more pay, don't count your chickens while the cat's away. So often in the past that man's been warned, money is the root of a woman scorned. Remembering past flings and one-night stands, the road to hell is paved with idle hands. A bartender may give advice that's cheap. If you can't be good, look before you leap. Some drunk calls out before he tries to sing, a friend in need never flew on one wing. Before I leave, here's a thing to ponder. A problem halved makes the heart grow fonder.
Thanks, Mary. Next up, we have Stanley Knott.
Bentley hat.
I'm going to wear a Christmas hat every week. The attention it gets is unbelievable. It's really good for the ego. Pennies, €6. It's inside out, deliberately well spotted. Okay, this one is called Policy of Truth, after Depeche Mode. The truth is, tonight, a dark trance spent the night. The truth is, this happens all the time to broken, damaged people. The truth is, I am broken, damaged, fractured. The truth is, it's no good being broken, damaged, fractured. The truth is, broken, damaged people feel free love is strange love. The truth is, broken, damaged people are always fools to fragile tension. The truth is, fractured, damaged people rush to pain. The truth is, broken, damaged people surrender to addiction, fall into the abyss. The truth is, for broken, damaged people, choosing the dark road is the price of love. The truth is, choosing the dark road is a pain that I'm used to and suffer well. The truth is, broken, damaged people always rebirth stories of old. The truth is, in a world full of nothing, scared, sacred shame soothes my soul. The truth is, addiction tears you apart. The truth is, in the dead of night, I sometimes wish I were dead. The truth is, I promise you, I will hold on. The truth is, the child inside is miles away, gone, lost. The truth is, all I ever wanted is to shake the disease. The truth is, I just can't get enough of endless excess and compulsion. The truth is, I'm useless. Gone too far, a horror story. The truth is, pain stripped my joy. The truth is, pain shouldn't have done that. The truth is, one thing, one caress can light my sun. The truth is, the future starts here. The truth is, when turning away from condemnation, I feel love. The truth is, I promise you, I will just try. The truth is, the great outdoors soothes my soul.
The truth is, better days remotivate me. The truth is, I'm in control. The truth is, nothing's impossible. The truth is, I like that insight. The truth is, I am human. The truth is, I am you.
Fantastic. I still prefer the Frank and Walters one, though.
Next week, Philly.
Hey! Next up, we have Dan Johnson.
Found my New Jersey in the National Gallery of London. George Shaw, you must have been to Ringwood. You must have been down the trail behind the supermarket and strip mall, where we drank, pissed, smoked, and tripped for generations into the woods, whose footpaths are mosaics of bottle caps and cigarette butts, whose nature is graffitied rocks and trees. We painted ourselves into nature with hissing aerosol and not a gentle brushstroke.
Thanks, Dan. Next up, we have. Sorry, Rob. Sorry, I'm like talking or mute.
Hang on.
Benjamin.
This is called body paint. Having no skill with a brush, I open up my voice box and apply these words with soft lips and a sharpened tongue. Nettles to tickle and sting your lower abdomen. A collared dove set cooing in the red nest of your hair. Black slate fingernails. Wings torn off a dead gannet. Shoulders round mountains lost in mist. An ocean that heaves to the rhythm of your breathing. The jagged chop of waves that crash against exposed ribs in blasts of spray and foam. Seashells swirling into points of sonic promiscuity. The blue horizon line, peeled like a sticker from the sky, cut in half and wrapped around black pupils. The pool of your mouth, populated with little fish, anemones and shrimp. Muscles clinging to your teeth, the pink flush of your cheeks stained purple with the juice of overripe blackberries, brambles drawn down your back, scratches that follow the lines of the muscle, earth and root and rock, displaced cross sections hidden beneath the surface, gristle. Within each atom, the silvery suggestion of stars too distant to be seen. A coat of death at the end of the night to take you home and take you to bed, split back into the seed and the egg. This language, being no tattoo, will leave no permanent mark. Body paint, transient as white beams of moonlight, fuchsia scattered in the dark.
And next up, we have Seamus Harrington, please.
Thanks, Billy. Broken moments. Broken white lines pass under the fender, each a split second, a winking cat eye, no time to ponder, past, here, and now, unsure. Thanks, Paul, and thanks for staying back. I was at an open mic in Bantry some years back, and Paul was there also. So, this is not a drill. This is not a drill. Scramble nets empty and ready for the next shot fired in anger. 2 hours to go, 6 months of duty, second best was never our aim. A drizzle, every drop, every micron exposed under the arc lights. The start of a green wave, heaving and weaving across our field of vision, hovering and swelling and surging, roaring down our flanks again and again like a great ocean's fetch. Lookouts, one sniping, glass wiping, next text typing, flag hyping, a genie, grey as a battleship, fat as a school of bull seals, twirling over rails, swirling and curling past ensign and stanchion, in its guts an orange flare signals, intense as the tang of gunpowder. We wait, nerves taut as a guy wire. Shortly our fate will be sealed by whistle and semaphore. That tannoy is frantically squawking, a roll lost in the clutter and clatter of a chopper in overhead cloud. A foghorn's blare cut off in mid-note, the cacophony signals the skipper bursting from the war games room. Mascot and crew in close formation. He hits the deck running, a dozen drums drowned by 16,000 hands. Clap, clap, the rebel army. Clap, 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 the rebel army. Clap, clap, the rebel army. The shed explodes. Okay. 124 minutes of football and the winning goal.
Niamh, please.
Stepping from the plane at Carcassonne, I feel as if I shrink to a ribbony teenager, carry a suitcase with a laptop and a few clothes. My mother shows me to my room, a desk laid with A4 pad, pen, lamp, a bundle of books she says I'll enjoy. A single bed I am so unaccustomed to that the first night I lie between two precipices, but sleep the complete sleep of a child. For breakfast, we eat porridge, then fruit. For lunch, soup, rich with sweet peppers. In the afternoon, I walk out behind the house, climb the Larzac Plateau, rise into blue skies along routes built by Romans of rounded rocks, like cobblestone for giants. I walk for hours, exploring Le Grésac, stopping to look at berries and fungus. Towards dusk, descending Chemin de Lopédon, I come across it, a fleshy thing, its wrinkled brown skin decaying, spills seeds, pink and red and gelatinous against concrete. I take a picture with my phone. For dinner we eat grains and vegetables. After dark, when he comes to life, my husband Skypes me. I tell him about the sun, the mountains, the air, but not about the pomegranate.
Mm-hmm. Max Creedon, please.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Actually, I was going to do an Irish song, which plays off Paul. I heard a medium beautiful piece about the church near the railway, and it was about hands. And when I came home, I wrote a little poem myself out of it. So it was about a fella called, what's his name again? the guy from Ben Ami Showband. So, a bit of a lash in there.
No. Shine on, sunshine, sign on. Never let it slip away. All my love you give to me, only me. It's not my usual machine.
Go on, mate.
There was sunshine and there was burning. The Miami Show Band. The very name conjured up sunshine and palm trees and cocktails at a time when I would be looking to get hold of a bottle of ginger ale. He was eyeing sides and platforms with velvet elfin flares to encase the whole lot, and he had much better hair than mine. And he was a perfect hybrid between Billy Anderson and David Cassidy, a recipe for teenage joy. Don't tell me, hand sandwiches. And I said, how'd you guess? And he said, and I came all the way down here from Bray, and all you could must look me with a pair of hand sandwiches. And I says, I know. And they were hand cut by the handmaidens of the committee. So we had the banter, and he rehearsed only for me. And he caressed the ivories for another girl shortly after the Castle Hotel up in County Down. Thank you, another lesson, it's not. Love is blind, love is free. Love is deep inside of me. Heaven knows how it grows with every new day. Here in the land of the planter people, the Garden of Ireland, the land of the planter people and the supplanted people. And as their fame grew, so did the danger. And I am a lover and I'm not a hater. I'm a nicky-minicky sorry girl. But the Red Hand of Ulster extended a particularly warm welcome for them that night. And they planted a spectacular surprise under their showband van. And they pleaded for their lives with their palms upturned like petals curled up in the night. And they spoke of Billie Holiday, you know, speaking of strange fruit in the deep south. And here in the north, rubies dripped from an Irish ditch. And now was there enough ivory in those fingers to fragment together to string a bone, to replant it again, recycle it back to Mother Earth. Excuse me. Mother Earth. I do find out about it. Shine on sunshine, shine on. Never let it slip away. All your love you give to me, only me. Love is blind, love is free, love is deep inside of me. Heaven knows how it grows with every new day. And every year when I go and I hear music and I see the sunshine sparkle on the grey waters of Bray, I think of him. And when I see the sun shining through the dusty broken panes of the dance halls and ballrooms that are deserted, I think of him. And once a year when Roland Collins plays his posthumous hit, I roll down the window of the car and I sing out loud as hard as I can, love is blind, love is free, and it's deep inside of me, and I try not to let him slip away. So.
Thanks, Max. What is the name of that instrument, actually?
Oh, Jesus. That's my Banjax
Otterharp.
But the
other one is the Banjax Otterharp.
The Banjax
Otterharp.
I've been over with
it. Next we have... sorry, I can't read his name. Oh. Adrina...
He's here!
Maybe that's me.
Cedric?
Yeah,
Cedric.
He might be then.
Well, it is, yeah, Cedric. Sorry, mate. I didn't read it. Sorry. I thought it was a dream app. Okay. Apologies.
You guessed his middle name.
And this one is entitled, "The Sprouts in the Rooms." He had been locked up, him and many others, in that place of the world where the sun does shine, but mercy doesn't rain down. The drought for life, place for men who could not tear up for anybody. Between fights, nights, confinements with no windows, no lights, he could tell stories I've heard so many, of men losing faith, hope, and dignity. He would turn on the television when dreaming wouldn't do, but the latest visions were less than pretty. The good people had lost to the con men. The free heaven of outside was slowly becoming another prison. Where was the justice to which he fell? With the old lady? Or the man with the toupee? He and the other mates had been treated like demons in society, cast to hell. But for once, after so long, the human within saw a place where it could belong, beyond the chaos to come, above the poverty and corruption, after the death and abomination of the dying civilization. With their sacrifice could come his redemption. With this realization, the human within rejoiced and the devil snared. With so many lost souls, his wasn't so much to sell. For this chance, his remaining last man and his hands would do, if unchained. So he would criminally wish to see the world come to an end.
Thanks, Cedric. And next we have Dora Harding, please.
My daughter works in Dublin and she wanted to be here tonight, but I couldn't afford the helicopter. This is a poem of hers, and it was, I got the Saturday slot 2 weeks ago in the Irish Times. She calls it, "I come from a harbour town. Why can't we hear it in your voice? The sea is a petrol song. You breathe out lead. I speak faster, spray them with salt. Flash a pebble smile. Promise mine is a mother of pearl. Why can't we see it in your face? Your skin is powder gypsum. I pluck my brows to fish hooks. Scrape my cheeks ruddy with synthetic sand. Nightly wash the foamy swell surging to the plug hole. Why don't you wear it on your back? Kinsale sports a cape. I fur myself in linen, greys and greens. Wave my curls to the wind to whip into a whirlpool. Why don't you swim away? You're only treading water. I traipse the prom, trawl sandy coves for witnesses, skim grey stones, leap 40 feet into the surf." Thank you.
Beautiful. Next we have three people left. Alex, Will?
Alex?
Oh, it's definitely Alex. A-L-A-X, yeah.
Well, she's Alex Bannerman Campbell.
No, is this Alex Bill? Bell? Alex Bell.
Oh. Down with the bicycle shirts having this morning.
Is there anybody here called Alex?
I'd be almost certain it's Alex Bell, yeah? No?
Who went to my girl, no?
Neil Shanshaw? Okay.
It's famous now, one way or the other.
Or slower.
We have Patricia Wallace, please.
Who is that?
Thank you, I think you poem were a very brilliant one tonight. Okay, I'm going to break from tradition and not read a poem on my own.
Jesus.
Jesus. Now we just can pick Rosie up.
What does the world come to?
Well, I'm sure you've heard of the passing of Liam Heapey.
Yeah.
What it does.
Like 2 weeks ago, he wrote his poem and he gave it to me about 4 days before he died. So here goes. Whoever said that Mary was not a proper name got it wrong. For maybe, maybe that is in the heart of the heart and soul of the spirits of a song. Declare this aloud, for this was not Mary, the mother of the Son of God. Thank you. Mm.
Is that Adam Ball, is it, or is someone Adam Ball, Alex Bell? Going, going, gone? Okay. So, the last person up is Callum O'Googlies, which sounds like a false name, but it's a pseudonym. So, what's your name? Callum O'Googlies. Excuse me.
Can't be good.
It's not very good.
That's it. You know what, Paul? You know what? Yeah, so again, I'd like to apologise. I came in here like a bull in a shiny shop and I was drawing the 5-board challenge and I just walked up thinking it was the open mic. It looked like Muppet and that's, you know, I picked my head around. Yeah, I'm very modern. Today I'm reading from the phone Fist Fights at the Lagoon. The fist, it crushes. It rises, it protects, it punches, it pounds, it slams, it supports, it symbolizes solidarity. In claws, it squeezes beaten dockets, it wrestles crocodiles, it saloons political movements, it wins world titles, it breaks records, it beats drums, it breaks homes, a mangled solitary fist, a fisherman's healing stump, a pirate's hook. The fist can no longer be raised in anger or shook in revolt. A content predator retreats back to its lagoon, satisfied. Thank you.
Ooh. Good man yourself. So that's it. Woo. The 485th Obel. I think one that will live long in my memory, and I'm sure it was a pretty fucking special one, let's be honest about it. Let's put it all together, not only for yourselves for being the audience and open mic and whatnot, but also to our special guest, Mr. Paul Muldoon, please.
Very nice.
What?